This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new term making the rounds in Silicon Valley, calling a company a prism company, as in Facebook and Google, Yahoo, and the handful of other big tech firms that were named in those leaked NSA documents that Carney and Catherine and I were talking about. It is not exactly the type of morale booster being called a prism company that most firms are looking for, as Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
There's a lot of suspicion in Silicon Valley these days. Employees at the so-called prism companies are clearly on lockdown. After the news broke, I staked out a Google shuttle bus stop in Berkeley. I asked about a dozen Googlers, what's the mood like in the office?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to comment.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't think I'm supposed to say anything about that stuff.
After striking out with the Googlers, I headed to San Francisco's startup district and found Ben Nelson standing in a long line in front of Sushi Rito, a takeout joint that sells sushi burritos. Nelson is 24 and an engineering intern at Europe, and he wasn't too upset about the whole thing.
It would be a bigger issue, I think, if we had gone from perfect privacy to imperfect privacy.
Nelson says we already know that Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft are tracking almost everything we do online. Now, we know the government is grabbing some of that data, too.
Since it's just like another kind of domino, then people are going to care less.
At the co-working site Rocket Space, I met Zach Goldberg. About 130 startups share offices here. Turns out Goldberg is an ex-Googler. And like a lot of techies I spoke to, he doesn't really trust the media.
I would just hope that this doesn't get too much publicity based on FUD.
What does FUD mean?
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It's a tactic that's used to get people overexcited about something or perhaps overly scared than perhaps they should be.
Goldberg says early press reports suggested that the NSA had a backdoor to the tech company's data servers and could take whatever it wanted.
There's a lot of sensational headlines, and I don't think there's a clear story that's out there quite yet.
But now the tech companies are trying to take control of that story. Google, Facebook, and Yahoo asked to be released from their gag orders so they could talk about Prism. Sina Kanifer is a tech entrepreneur and privacy activist. He says most of the tech community thinks Silicon Valley is taking the fall for the government. At the same time, some developers are worried that the Valley is losing its independent spirit.
Why did we not see someone from one of these companies who's committed to privacy leak this?
Annie wonders if the Valley has become a little too comfortable with invading our privacy. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.